Live music in northern Minnesota, they said it couldn't happen. It happens all the time.
It's the best.
Yeah. All right, we are continuing this road trip, Michael, putting on our seatbelts. Now
great.
We are headed to the Iron Range in Ely. We're talking this week because it's National Travel and Tourism Week. It's a big week in Minnesota because it's opening fishing, so that kind of is the beginning of the visitor season to our area. It's also Mother's Day, which is very cool.
And it's spring and summer.
That's right, all together. At least it's not winter so far. We'll find out more. Beth Pierce is from the Iron Range Tourism Bureau and Visit Ely Cindy Beans. They're both joining us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, Beth, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what makes the Iron Range special in terms of tourism.
Well, we have really fabulous recreation, and it's pretty varied. So we have, of course, the wonderful Mesabi Trail, and we have the state's largest OHV park, which is set for expansion this summer. Giants Ridge skiing and the two beautiful golf courses and a number of munis. We have mountain biking. There's just there's way more recreation than I think people realize on the Iron Range.
And let's talk Ely a little bit. We know Ely as the Boundary Waters, but there's a lot more going on than I shouldn't even say just the Boundary Waters because it's amazing. But Cindy, tell us a little bit about what makes the Ely area special.
You bet. Well, we absolutely are the gateway to the Boundary Waters. I mean, we have access to over 1 million acres of the most pristine wilderness and waterways. It's like Beth said, recreation. You can't believe it's the recreational enthusiast playground. I mean, it's great for just about everything. And then, of course, being in Ely proper, we have just a host of opportunities for families, solo travelers, couples, you name it. We've got the Folk School, our International Wolf Center, the North American Bear Center, all offering engaging, you know, ways to learn more about Ely's, history, culture, and then the area as a whole. And we have hundreds of miles walking, biking, ATV trails, historic downtown. There's really no bad time to visit Ely, so pretty happy to be here and sharing that with everyone. Hopefully they have an opportunity to visit us, if not just for the day, maybe a whole weekend or more longer than that if possible.
Beth, I wonder if we could, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Say someone is going to take a road trip. They're from Minnesota. They're only going to come for one day, one night in the Iron Range area. What would you suggest to them to do in that time?
I would suggest that they start, you really are putting me on the spot.
I
would say the Mesabi Trail. So the Mesabi Trail over the new bridge on Highway 53, it's quite a beautiful view, and I know there's a lot of sort of built-up enthusiasm because the Mesabi Trail was detoured for 2 years when we were building this bridge. So now there's lots of people that want to experience it, and it really is a very cool thing. And so if you started in Hibbing, you know, there's plenty of historic attractions there. You're going to kind of wind across and through all of these really cool Iron Range communities. The Minnesota Discovery Center, great museum, is along the way. Downtown Virginia has some great dining opportunities, great shopping, and then the bridge. So I think you could easily do that in one day if you could make it over to Giants Ridge. There's lots of wonderful hiking. The lakes over there are beautiful. So there's that would be a busy day. That would be a long day, but if you would be up for it and the weather was perfect, it would be awesome.
How are the lakes looking there in terms of ice?
They're pretty much open. Okay. I think this weekend just blasted everything out. So,
oh, great.
We're loving the weather.
And Cindy, Ely is really a destination place. And does the season for the Boundary Waters start relatively soon, or is that later in the spring, summer?
Well, you know, there is kind of that time frame where the water, obviously it's not ice out yet in all of the lakes, and so it's not, you know, safe to travel for over the ice for a number of weeks. But throughout the winter and then also into the summer season, I mean, there's such a wide variety of different things to be done up there. I would say right around fishing opener is generally when people start, you know, getting in their boats and getting in their canoes and heading up there to check it out. But I know people have been up there all winter long. And so, like I said, not ever a bad time to come to Ely and check out the area. But they're starting to get up there now.
It's Cindy Beans from Visit Ely and Beth Pierce from the Iron Range Tourism Bureau as we continue our celebration of National Travel and Tourism Week and head around the region. We're going to go to Bemidji and Park Rapids now. Thanks for being with us. We'll hope to talk to you later in the summer.
Thank you for having us.